Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Doda, says Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Union Minister Amit Shah says Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. Centre removes the floor price on export of basmati rice. Three terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Baramulla district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in Asian Champions Trophy hockey, the match between arch rivals India and Pakistan underway in China. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally at Doda in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development.
Local body ke election ke baad Jammu Kashmir mein 30-35,000 naye naujawan rajneeti mein aaye. Jammu Kashmir ki kamaan sambhali. Beete saalon mein Jammu Kashmir mein vikas ka naya daur aaya hai. To iska credit inhi naujawanon ka hai. मैं आज जम्मू कश्मीर के युवा को चाहे वो बेटी हो बेटा हो उनके जोश उनके जज्बे को सैल्यूट करता हूँ.
Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Meanwhile, the election campaign has also picked up pace for the single-phase assembly poll in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the BJP's election campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at Theme Park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. It is the first election rally of the Prime Minister in Haryana. More from our correspondent.
The BJP, which came into power in Haryana in 2014, is eyeing for its third term this time too. With Prime Minister's rally, the BJP is trying to strengthen its poll prospects not only in Kurukshetra but also in nearby districts like Karnal, Ambala, Kaithal and Yamunanagar. The BJP is trying to garner the support of voters on the basis of its development work and good governance, while the opposition Congress is raising the issue of farmers and unemployment to corner the ruling party. The Kurukshetra parliamentary seat consists of 9 assembly constituencies, which include Ladwa, Thanesar, Pehwa and Kaithal. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is contesting election from Ladwa seat as a BJP candidate, against whom the Congress has fielded Mewa Singh, while Aam Aadmi Party has given ticket to Joga Singh. In the coming days, star campaigners of Congress, Aam Aadmi Party, INLD, JJP and others will also hit the ground to woo the voters during elections. From Kurukshetra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News.
Counting of votes for the assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said that there is no competition between Hindi and other languages. Addressing the inaugural session of Official Language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages.
अगर हमारे देश की एकता संस्कृति से बनी है तो हमारी संस्कृति भाषाओं से बनी. जिस दिन हम अपनी भाषाओं को गंवा देंगे इस देश की एकता पर बहुत बड़ा खतरा मंडराने लगेगा. इसीलिए ढेर सारे आजादी के हमारे संघर्ष के नेताओं ने हिंदी को न केवल राजभाषा बनाया, इसके उपयोग को बहुत महत्व भी दिया और उसका प्रचार प्रसार भी किया.
He added that the national education policy has laid special emphasis on providing primary education in the mother tongue to children.
मोदी जी ने नई शिक्षा नीति में प्राथमिक शिक्षा बच्चे की मातृभाषा में हो ये बहुत जरूरी समझा गया है और उस पर बहुत प्रयास किए. मैं मानता हूँ कि बच्चे के बात करने की अभिव्यक्ति की सबसे सुगम भाषा अगर कोई है तो अपनी मातृभाषा है. उसके सोचने का तर्क का विश्लेषण का और निर्णय पर पहुँचने की जो प्रक्रिया है जो इसको एक संपूर्ण बच्चा बनाता है वो भी अपनी मातृभाषा है. इसलिए मोदी जी ने मातृभाषा पर शिक्षा पर बहुत बड़ा बल दिया है.
Earlier, in a video message, the Home Minister emphasized the significance of this year's Hindi Divas, noting that on September 14, 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India had adopted Hindi as the official language. Mr. Shah mentioned that Hindi Divas is being celebrated as the Diamond Jubilee Year of Hindi as official language. He said that the Department of Official Language will launch a portal for translation from Hindi to all the languages of the 8th schedule in the coming days. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ram Nath Thakur has said that India is implementing the world's largest food-based safety net programs to ensure food security and nutrition. Addressing the G20 Agriculture Ministerial Meeting held in Cuiabá, Brazil today, Mr. Thakur highlighted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India prioritizes agricultural development. He said India's approach not only focuses on productivity, but also ensures economic, social, environmental sustainability, enhancing farmer prosperity and embodying a comprehensive vision for development. The minister also emphasized India's commitment to developing resilient agricultural systems for a sustainable and prosperous future. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has signed memorandums of agreement with industry and academic partners to advance first in-human Phase 1 clinical trials. The agreement marks a pivotal step towards establishing India's self-sufficiency in clinical development and advancing indigenous pharmaceutical agents. The partnership also marks a first in-human clinical trial for 4 promising molecules. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda said that it is a key milestone in the pursuit of affordable and accessible cutting-edge treatments for all citizens. He noted that this initiative will help India to emerge as a global leader in healthcare innovation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from tomorrow. In Jharkhand, Mr. Modi will flag off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Mr. Modi will also distribute sanction letters to 20,000 Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen beneficiaries in Tata Nagar. On Monday, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the 4th Global Renewable Energy Investors Meet and Expo Reinvest at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. On Tuesday, 17 September, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Odisha. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth more than 3,800 crore rupees in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The centre, in a significant move, has decided to completely remove the floor price on export of basmati rice to boost its export. The step has been taken in response to the ongoing trade concerns and adequate domestic availability of rice. A floor price of $1,200 per metric ton was introduced in August 2023 as a temporary measure in view of the rising prices of rice and a tight supply position in domestic markets. The floor price was later rationalized to $950 per metric ton in October 2023. Commerce and Industry Ministry has said that the government is adopting bulk sales strategies to ensure availability of onions to consumers at an affordable price. The ministry said the government is working closely with the state governments to ensure a targeted and steady supply of onions based on evolving supply-demand conditions and price trends. It said the ultimate goal of the government is to ensure that every household across the country has access to affordable onions. The ministry said the government is committed to maintaining vigilant oversight of onion prices and continue taking proactive decisions for onion disposal in high-price centres to protect consumers from any further price escalation. 3 unidentified terrorists were killed in the Kriri encounter in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. According to police, terrorists were gunned down during an encounter between security forces and the terrorists in Chaketappar, a hamlet in the Kriri area. The identities of the slain terrorists are being ascertained. Further details are awaited. Several political leaders are paying tributes to Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri in New Delhi today. The 72-year-old veteran leader passed away at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi on Thursday following a prolonged illness. The mortal remains of Sitaram Yechuri have been kept at the party headquarters, AK Gopalan Bhavan, in the national capital for public viewing and paying homage. Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK MP Kani Mori, Congress leader Jayaram Ramesh and CPIM leaders and workers paid tributes to Sitaram Yechuri. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has issued show cause notices to 27 schools in Rajasthan and Delhi for violating its bylaws. The CBSE said in a release that it had conducted surprise inspections at these schools and found several violations in their functioning, particularly concerning their enrollment and attendance practices. The inspections revealed that the schools had enrolled a higher number of students in class 11 and 12 who are not physically attending the classes. The Telangana government has announced a transgender-specific government recruitment and social welfare program under which transgender persons will be trained and recruited for traffic management. The state government has claimed that this is the country's first ever transgender-specific government recruitment program. Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy said transgenders will undergo specialized training to assist the Hyderabad Traffic Police. The Chief Minister informed that the initiative is aimed at addressing two key societal issues, employment for the marginalized transgender community and the city's traffic management challenges. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today under the influence of a depression over northeast Bay of Bengal. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand today. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the IMD has also predicted generally cloudy weather with moderate rain over Delhi and adjoining regions in the NCR today. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Keir Starmer met US President Joe Biden at White House in Washington yesterday. In the meeting, both leaders discussed the possible next course of action in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and the situation in West Asia. The meeting comes as Western allies consider changing their policy to allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons provided by the US and Britain to strike into the Russian territory. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin had warned NATO alliance leaders that if Western nations allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons to strike inside Russia, then it will be considered an act against his country. In hockey, defending champion India are playing against their arch-rivals Pakistan in their fifth and final pool match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulanbuir in China today. India were leading 2-1 when the reports last came in. The last time India faced Pakistan, the eventual India thrashed 10-2 in the Pool A match at the Asian Games. This is the highest ever margin of victory for India against Pakistan and the first time India scored more than 7 goals in 180 face-offs so far. Four-time champions India have already qualified for the semi-finals after their fourth straight win in the league phase against South Korea. In the 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad, Indian women's chess team secured an important 3-1 victory over Switzerland at Budapest, Hungary yesterday. In athletics, India's two-time Olympic medalist javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will compete in Diamond League Final 2024 in Brussels, the capital of Belgium, later tonight. The event is set to begin at 1:52 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Doda, says Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Union Minister Amit Shah says Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. Centre removes the floor price on export of basmati rice. 3 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Baramulla district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in Asian Champions Trophy hockey, match between arch rivals India and Pakistan underway in China. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and on News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.